Morning, Sam. Are you well?
Morning, Michael. Very well, thanks.
You would be very well after seeing how some of your stars resumed in trials earlier in the week. Did they come through those jump outs well?
Yeah, they have. They have. It was a nice surface for them to have a hit out on. They're all there to have fairly quiet trials, but yeah, pleased with the way they all went.
Oh, well, look forward to seeing them in coming weeks. A lot earlier, action-wise, will be tomorrow at the Valley, and gee, you've got a good team on paper. Unflinching's a horse that I was taken with when he made his two racetrack debuts at Mornington and also at the Valley at the end of the Spring Carnival last year. You put him away, you decided to freshen him up and set him for this race at the Valley. How's he going?
He's going really well. He had a jump out last week. Damien Thornton rode him there, and he did what he always does. He rolled along in front and gave a good kick and had a nice clean blow afterwards. So he needed the hit out there. And look, he's in good shape. It looks a perfect race for him. You know, albeit, you know, the other horse in the race was very impressive at Sandown. So, you know, you would think it's probably between the two of them.
He's shown great speed in his two starts. Is that the plan? Bounce, hit the rail, lead, and try to control the race tomorrow?
Yeah, it is. It's you know, we're still not sure if that is going to be the definite way to ride him, especially when he goes, you know, up in grade a little bit. But, you know, all his starts now, you know, including tomorrow's race, will have been on tight tracks where it's definitely beneficial to be up on speed. So we'll look to use his pace again, and you know, tomorrow will give us a good guide as to where we head for the rest of the autumn.
It's off-season racing, summer period, but he's beautifully bred and he can't do any more than what he's done. How good do you think he could be? What quality do you think he could get to?
Oh, it's hard to know. As you said, he's not, you know, he's probably not beaten a lot, and he's you know, been against his own age and you know, against probably limited opposition. So tomorrow, I would think that the Hawks horse looks, you know, very talented. So that'll be his biggest test to date. And if he passes with flying colours, then, you know, I guess we'd have to start to look at, you know, whether there's any stakes races around. And you know, he's also only been doing it 1,000, and, you know, generally you need to be able to get out to the 6 furlong. So he's still got to make good improvement to get to a strong level.
I was going to say, do you think he can go further than the 1,000?
We think so. I think particularly if there was some nice pace and he could take a sit, I think doing it at both ends at the pace that he goes, might make it a little more difficult, but, you know, he has shown he's got a good kick off a strong tempo. So, you know, it's not like he's been in sit and sprint 1,000-metre races. Mm. So I don't think it should be too much of a concern.
Well, hopefully for the punters, he'll start the program on a winning note. And then you roll into race number two and you've got Eros, who was well supported on debut. I spoke to you before that debut run at Geelong, and he said you got a good opinion of this capitalist colt. He bumped into a good one, Extravagant Star. He certainly lost no admirers despite being defeated. Did he come through that run with great improvement from the racetrack experience?
Yeah, he has. We got him to the Water Walker for a week or so just to freshen him up, and then we started to sort of up his work over the last 10 days or so. He's been pleasing us. We think the 1,200 could probably suit. Hopefully he can just begin a little bit better out of the gates. Tomorrow he's a little bit tardy away on debut, so, you know, hopefully with some natural improvement, you know, he should be competitive there.
Mark Zara goes on board. Was that your call, or did Jamie Carr decide to ride the Cummings runner?
Jamie gets a lot of options these days, so she wanted some confirmation that this horse was definitely running. And for the last week, we were, I mean, knowing which way we were going to go with him. And, she took another ride. I don't know whether it was you know, her choice or whether she just needed to lock a ride in. But, yeah, we just hadn't decided just yet whether we were running him or not.
If he bounces and jumps better, would you like to see him hold the fence and maybe even lead?
Yeah, look, if he bounced and travelled, you know, I think particularly just with the two-year-old, you don't want to be taking them out of their comfort zone and dragging them out if they want to be there. So it'll just be a neutral instruction to ride him wherever he lands. And, you know, he's a little bit green off the bridle. On debut, he should be a little bit more savvy this time around.
Is he diamond quality?
Not sure if he's quite up to that grade just yet, but, you know, it's that time of year and they do improve from start to start. But, yeah, he'd need to keep improving for sure.
expect he'll be... it's hard to tell with a lot of first starters, but you'd expect he'd be very, very hard to beat tomorrow, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would. I mean, look, he's got the race experience, but, you know, if there's one out of the box, then they might have his measure. But, you know, with the experience and his second race start, you know, he should be pretty professional there.
Then we move to Starcaster in race number three. Have you had the couch out during the week? Have you been trying to get in between the ears?
Yeah, Linda had his first bad experience on him the other day. She rode him at Werribee, and you know he was pretty good there, and then got off him at Caulfield. He went off in the gates. They bedded him. He just hit his head on the front of the gates. So she actually wasn't sure that had more of an effect on his run than first thought, but anyway, he's come through it well. He gets back to the Valley where he probably does some of his best racing, and he should be able to get control of this race. And you know pretty early on which Starcaster you've got. If he starts to put a space on them at sort of the 600, then you know that he's in for a good one. But as soon as they sort of start to come around him, he can throw the towel in.
Can you get any indication prior to race day, or is it purely how he's feeling on the day?
Yeah, I think it's just which side of the bed he wakes up on race morning, pretty much. We've been trying to work him out for a very long time. And, sometimes you think you've got on top of him and you've worked him out, and then he'll throw up a new trick. So I've learnt not to overly trust him.
Well, one horse you don't have to worry about consistency with is Yulong Command, who absolutely loves the Valley. Three wins from four starts in the second, and was really good down the Flemington Straight. What are you expecting tomorrow?
Yeah, I expect him to be very hard to beat. He's he's had a tick over jump out between runs. We pulled him out a couple of weeks ago. He was in 1100, and there was a lot of speed in the race. I think we pulled the right rein. He's in terrific order. The horse looks well, goes well at the Valley, and you know what you're going to get from him. So probably of the three we've got there, he'd be the one that, you know, you'd be pretty sure he's going to go very close.
Yeah. Are you a better 1,000-metre horse in your mind?
Yeah, he is. He's just pure speed, and, you know, we've stretched him out, obviously, in the past. But, 1,000 metres, there's not many horses that can lead him over that sort of trip and around these tight tracks. That's definitely a benefit.
And then you've got Deep Dive, which is a good chance in race number six as well. You've drawn the pole, which will help Deep Dive, and comes through what was a strong race, I think, last start within the boat and Yulong Defence. It looks a drop in class. What are you expecting tomorrow from Deep Dive?
Yeah, expecting to run well. He's got a decent record. He's very consistent. He's just got to get himself into a good spot. He's drawn it to get a lovely run throughout. Not sure whether he'll have the pace to lead some of them, but if he did, you know, he generally does his best racing when he can get control of a race. So, look, he's in good order. He's very consistent. He's got a little bit of weight, but it looks the right grade for him.
He's had a couple of goes at the Valley. Does he get around the Valley all right in your mind?
Yeah, he's been unlucky, I think, once or twice there. His best runs, he's done well in Adelaide, and he has run well at Caulfield, so I don't think he goes well at any particular track, but I think from memory he's been stiff there once or twice.
Could be a good day for the Freedman followers. What would you be silling your mates into tomorrow?
Well, the first two are short enough, but there's a couple of convictions just in terms of the other horse in race one looks a talent, and with two-year-olds, I'd never probably steer someone into one at $2 or so. So I'd just be saying Yulong Command. He looks like he's probably our best for the day.
All right. Anything else over the weekend that you like?
No, I'd say that's it, yeah.
All right. Good on you, Sam. Best of luck tomorrow.
Cheers. Thanks, Michael.